This is a very wonderful incident which occurred. You obviously know of Ramakrishna and Vivekananda. This must be understood. If there was a man like Ramakrishna in your neighborhood, you would have dismissed him as a mad person. Today everybody told you Ramakrishna is a great saint, so you are also saying it. Suppose your neighbor, in the middle of the night, he jumps into your compound, hugs your tree and starts crying loudly and screaming. Would you think he got enlightened? Or would you think he's drunk or gone crazy or something? What would you think? This is what Ramakrishna was doing. Today, because there is a time space between you and him, it's very nice to say he's a great saint. So except people who experienced him in another dimension, generally people around him thought he was insane. But Vivekananda also became mad about him. So he gave up his education, he never took up a job. He every day went to Ramakrishna. Would you like a Vivekananda as your son? He doesn't take up any job. He doesn't complete his education. He just keeps going after a madman who cries and sheds tears all the time. Do you want your son to be like this? When they're born in your house, it's different. They're somewhere else. In the photograph, they're good. So Vivekananda went mad about Ramakrishna. Some time passed. One day, Vivekananda's mother has reached a point of bad ill health where she is almost on her deathbed. She is the only close relative that he has. His father is gone long ago. But this boy never earned any money. He has no means to support her. There is no food in the house, no medicine. He cannot take her to a doctor, nothing. You definitely don't want Vivekananda as your son. So he looks at the situation, suddenly his emotions take over and he gets upset. He thinks, only because of this Ramakrishna, I went crazy like this. I didn't finish my education. I didn't take up a job. I didn't earn money. All this nonsense only because of this Ramakrishna and his stupid God realization that he's talking about. If only I had found a job like everybody else, today I could support my mother. Maybe I could save her life. He got very angry with his own situation. Because he got angry, again he went to Ramakrishna. That's the only place he knows how to go. Whatever happens, he goes only there. So he went there. And he went and said, you and your God realization nonsense. Right now my mother is on the deathbed. What is your God going to do? There is no food in the house. There is no medicine. I can't take her to a doctor. What is your God and your God realization going to do to me and my mother? Ramakrishna said, oh, your mother is ill. You know, he's a Kali worshipper. He has a shrine in his own house. He said, the big mother is here. Why don't you go and ask her for food, medicine, whatever you want? It had never occurred to Vivekananda till that point. Suddenly he thought, oh, okay, that's a good idea. So he went into the shrine, sat there for an hour, then came out. Ramakrishna asked, okay, did you ask? Vivekananda said, no, I forgot. Can you beat this? Your mother is on the deathbed. You go there to ask medicine and food and you forget. Do you want a son like him? Definitely not, isn't it? So Ramakrishna said, oh, don't worry, go again and ask. This time he went in. Over 3 hours he was sitting there. He came out. Ramakrishna asked, did you ask? He said, I forgot. Now this is too much. Ramakrishna said, go and ask, don't forget. He went inside. He sat there for over 8 hours. Then he came out. Ramakrishna asked, did you ask? Vivekananda said, no, I will not ask. Ramakrishna said, that's good. If you had asked anything today in the shrine, this would have been the last day between you and me. I would never see your face once again. Because an asking fool has not gotten the fundamentals of life. Because the very basis of life has not entered him. That is why he's asking. Unfortunately, that is passing off as religion, bhakti, of all the things. A devotee means he has no agendas of life. His only objective in life is to dissolve into his object of devotion. And Ramakrishna is a true devotee because he has no personal agendas. All he wants to do is dissolve into his object of devotion. This is a devotee.